Yes, yes, y'all. You're listening to Le Breakdown, the podcast where we break down every single LeBron James basketball game. And lucky for you, and lucky for me, it is Monday, June 9th, 2014, which happens to be the day after the Miami Heat took on the San Antonio Spurs in Game 2 of the 2014 NBA Finals. And what a game it was. So just to set it up, the Heat dropped the first game after literally getting heated out of the building, overheated. LeBron James cramping up in the fourth quarter of Game 1. Couldn't play the final few minutes. And the Spurs used that advantage to put on a run and win Game 1 by 15. And so the Spurs, who lost to the Heat last year in 7 games, this year have home court advantage. So winning Game 1 is nice, but you have to win all your games at home for home court advantage to count. Alright? You gotta defend your home court. And, you know, this is Tim Duncan, this is Manu Ginobili, this is Tony Parker, this is a bunch of other guys who have been there before. A few times. They know what to do. And they've got pretty particular experience against this exact squad. The Heat, however, are 12-0 after losing the first game of a series. That's right, they've never been down 2-0 in a series since the big three, LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh, have gotten together. Pretty impressive stat. So how are they going to respond? Here we go. First off, I got to say, LeBron James, they got to stop miking him up for the pregame speech. It's obvious he knows he's mic'd up, and he's just not coming from the heart. He's just kind of saying random stuff. I'd like to see LeBron go a little bit more crazy. I don't know if you ever used to, I mean, some of you younger fans probably wouldn't know about this, but back in the day, I think his name was Cliff Levingston. He's played on the Bulls, and they used to do a little huddle, a little circle, and he used to kind of yell out, "What time is it?" And they would say, "Game time!" They always used to get me fired up. So LeBron is kind of more like a coach in a timeout. Like, all right, guys, we got to play defense. We got to move the ball. We got to trust each other. We got to hustle. We got to play hard. You know, it's all good advice, but it just doesn't get me that fired up. I want to see these guys slapping hands and making animal sounds and stuff. And then, you know, I didn't really catch why. I'm not even sure if I'm correct about this, but either I just didn't see him do anything, or it doesn't look like D-Wade started this game. I didn't see him come in until about 3 minutes left in the first. At least that's when I first noticed him, so I'm not exactly sure what was happening there. As you know, I watch these games on NBA League Pass, so sometimes some of the commentary I miss, because when it's a dead ball, I just kind of jump forward. All right, so let's get into this ball game. First quarter starts out rough for LeBron. He has a few, two early turnovers, 11:42 mark, he got stripped on the drive, 10:32 mark, he got blocked on the drive to the basket. And then 8:43 mark, he makes a great spin move, gets right to the lane, but it was a little bit out of control, puts it up too strong off the glass, barely catches rim on the other side, and the Spurs break the other way, and Marco Bellinelli drains a three. So, not exactly how we expected LeBron to start in a bounce-back game, but it's early. Still early. Wow play from Tim Duncan at the 7:14 mark. Tim Duncan off of, not sure who missed, but Tim Duncan flying in off a Spurs miss with a put-back dunk, turning back the clock. I think he's 38 years old now. It's nice to see Timmy getting up and throwing down, representing us late 30s boys. And that put the Spurs up by 6, 14-8. I realize it's early, but it's better than being down 14-8 if you're the Spurs. And that was, by the way, Tim Duncan's fourth basket and his second dunk of the ballgame. So he had 8 points in the first few minutes. Rashard Lewis and Bosh had all the other Heat points up till then. 4:55 mark, though, LeBron finally gets on the scoreboard in emphatic style. Just a little dribble drive, blows by two defenders, elevates, goes to the paint, goes up with two hands. Kawhi Leonard grabs him a little bit with the left arm. LeBron kind of releases the ball with the left arm and hammers it down with the right hand. Should have been an and one. Refs didn't call it. They were kind of letting a lot of stuff go early. And that resulted in just a simple 2 points, but it was beautiful. And that, by the way, tied the ball game up at 15. 3:33 mark, though, LeBron, another turnover, his third of the quarter. He tries to thread the needle into the paint to cutting D. Wade. Oh, no, to Mario Chalmers, but it went off the legs of two Spurs, bounced right back to LeBron. He tried to grab it, and just went off his fingertips. So kind of a silly turnover there. 2:26 mark, then LeBron. He tries to drive wildly, and both he and the ball go flying out of bounds. He tries a little spin move, sort of loses his footing, and was looking for a call. He didn't get it. So obviously, I don't have to say, a very shaky quarter for LeBron. And at the 1:47 mark, Tim Duncan tips in a Manu Ginobili miss. That was an 11-4 run to close the quarter for the Spurs. And by that margin, they had the lead by 7, 26-19. LeBron with just 2 points. So the Heat go back to their regular rotation in the second quarter. LeBron starts on the bench in the beginning. But then he comes right back in. Only sits down for about 30 seconds. 10:34 mark, he picks up right where he left off. Another turnover. Tries a lob pass into D-Wade that's easily intercepted. And that was kind of it for LeBron's struggles. Maybe I shouldn't shouldn't give a spoiler, but that pattern did not continue. So here we go. 7:54 mark. LeBron. Sweet drive. Spin move. Then the up and under on the right side for the layup. Next Heat possession. After getting a Spurs stop, LeBron goes all the way. Freight train layup. Both of those baskets were part of a Heat 9-0 run, and the Spurs had built the lead up to 11, so that cut it down to 2. Huge run there for Miami, and the score then was 30-28. 6:25 mark, LeBron, unbelievable play here. Mario Chalmers driving from right to left, gets into the paint, puts up a wild shot from about 4 or 5 feet away. LeBron, on the right side waiting for a rebound, tracks the miss perfectly, and just goes up and throws it down. So well timed it, people were confused and thought maybe it was an alley-oop, but it was clearly a missed shot. So nice play by LeBron. Then a minute and 15 seconds later at the 5:08 mark, LeBron James, offensive rebound and layup. That gives the Heat their first lead of the game, 34-30. He kind of went over the back on Kawhi Leonard, but like I said, they were letting a lot of stuff go. So it wasn't egregious. Speaking of egregious, though, I'm about to go off here. I'm about to go off, as I should, because this was disgusting, as I wrote. Just unsportsmanlike, just a brutal play. So here we go. Let me break it down. D. Wade, at the 4:09 mark of the second quarter, he's on the left wing, about 30 feet from the basket, holding the ball up high on the right side of his face, but 6 to 10 inches away from his face. Manu Ginobili takes a swipe at the outside of the ball. There's a referee, by the way, just behind Wade, maybe 5 feet away. Manu Ginobili takes a swipe at the ball. He barely grazes the ball. All right, he gets maybe a couple of fingertips on the ball. D. Wade reacts like Ginobili got him across the face. And what happens? Referee's arm goes up. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? That put Miami in the bonus, by the way. So that puts D-Wade at the free throw line, where he goes and calmly drains 2 out of 3 free throws. So the ball does lie sometimes. I mean, in a finals game, to make such a brutal call like that was absolutely horrific. And that also was Manu Ginobili's third foul of the game, and that sent him to the bench. And he was playing some pretty good ball. So it was pretty awful. Pretty awful. And you know, I'll come back to this later on. I'll come back to it in a bit. 1:53 mark, LeBron James. He tries a freight train layup. He misses. Tony Parker grabs a rebound and goes the other way and does a freight train layup of his own. I mean, it's just amazing that a guy who is nearly half LeBron's size can pull the same moves as him. How does he do that? I don't know. I do know. He's got incredible footwork and a sweet handle. His footwork, though, is just beyond. I mean, it's as good as any point guard I've ever seen. Anyone who wants to have a game like Tony Parker, watch his feet. Don't worry about the rest. You get his feet down and the rest of it will come. All right, 1:27 mark. D. Wade. Gorgeous lob pass into LeBron, who was trying to assert himself in the paint. And he established good position right in the middle of it. And D-Wade tosses it up, and LeBron catches it. It was too far to dunk, but he caught it and was able to lay it in softly. And the ball game was all tied up going into half at 43, so somewhat low scoring. LeBron, though, came alive in that second quarter. He was 5 for 7, hit 11 points, 13 overall for the game. So let's just remember that for a second, because this is LeBreakdown. So we're here to talk about LeBron. I realize it's the finals, so there's a lot going on. But let's just LeBreak this down. All right, forget about the first quarter. All right, he had 2 points, whatever. 5 for 7 in the second quarter. That's a great quarter for anyone. So let's move on to the third now. LeBron James, 9:42 mark. Hits a 12-foot jumper. This is right after Danny Green drained a three. So it's a somewhat big one. 8:54 mark. All right, so excuse me if I keep pausing, but I really need to get into this next little sequence. So like I said, 9:42 mark, LeBron hits a jumper. So less than a minute later, about 45 seconds later, LeBron quote unquote fouls Tim Duncan in the paint. And then he gets a technical foul for arguing the call. Replay shows that just like that Ginobili foul, LeBron just grazed the ball. All right. It was pretty much off ball. Certainly not a foul. And then they compound the mistake by adding a technical. Just horrendous officiating. And I would have been more upset about it if it wasn't for with the D-Wade antics. I mean, Tim Duncan at least didn't try to sell anything. He just plays basketball. But this sort of evened it out. And then Duncan goes to the line, and he only makes 2 of 3 from the free throw line. So 2 free throws for Wade, 2 free throws for Duncan. I guess that kind of evens the score. All right, so here we go. So you remember LeBron had that one jumper. But after getting that technical free throw, he got mad. Don't make LeBron mad. That's one thing people got to learn. Do not make him mad. He just gets that tunnel vision, and he just goes off, and that's what he did. So here we go. 5:43 mark. LeBron James draining a three after the Spurs had gone up 6 so off the Tim Duncan free throw. So that cuts the lead to 3. Big shot there. Less than 30 seconds later, 28 seconds later, at the 5:15 mark, LeBron James drains a pull-up 16-footer, starting to heat up. All right, 25 seconds later, or 24 seconds later, at the 4:51 mark, LeBron James, a dribble up 3 in Boris Diaw's face. That's an 8-0 LeBron run. He's now 10 of 15 from the field, 23 points overall. 3:48 mark, LeBron James, 14-foot step-back jumper. Then 19 seconds later, LeBron James, at the 3:30 mark, 20-foot pull-up jumper from the right wing. Heater up now, 69-64. 2:55 mark is when LeBron finally misses his first shot of the quarter on a heat check triple. He was, at that point, 6 for 6. So you add that on to what he did in the second quarter when he was 5 for 7. That's an 11-for-13 field goal stretch over two quarters. Absolutely brilliant. Unfortunately for the Heat, Patty Mills, the Australian, who, by the way, I should go, you know what? Maybe I'll do it next podcast. I should go off on this Spurs international squad. But anyways, Patty Mills, the Australian, draining 2 threes from the 1:30 mark to the 1 minute mark. And the Spurs actually take the lead 78-77 going into the fourth quarter. So they wind up winning that third quarter by 1 point. LeBron James finishes that third with 27 points overall for the ball game. Incredible. And, you know what, let me just quickly say, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, I've said this to other people, but how cool is this series, how international, it's basically the world versus America. You realize that. All the Miami Heat stars are American players, and all the Spurs stars are international players. Aside from Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, what key player is not international? I mean, Tim Duncan is international. From Virgin Islands, Tony Parker from France, Boris Diaw from France, Manu Ginobili from Argentina. Who am I missing? And yeah, and Patty Mills from Australia. Oh, and Bellinelli from Italy. And they have Matt Bonner, who's practically Canadian. What a cool series, you know, cool matchup. I like that. All right, so let's get into this fourth quarter. LeBron takes a seat for the first 2.5 minutes, and that worked out actually pretty nicely for the Heat. With LeBron coming back at the 9:30 mark, the reserves had actually brought the lead back for the Heat, and they're up 83-80. 8:28 mark, LeBron missing a field goal attempt from 18 feet on the right wing, and Manu Ginobili picks up that rebound and goes all the way for a transition layup. And that's about all the struggles you're going to hear from LeBron. Maybe not. 6:52 mark. 7:16 mark. LeBron draining a flat-footed 18-footer just as the shot clock expires to tie up the ballgame at 85. Then the 6:52 mark. LeBron, bit of a boo-boo here. He fouls Manu Ginobili 25 feet away from the basket, with Ginobili not even looking to make a move. He just put a little bit, kind of crowded his space and stepped on his foot. And LeBron actually wound up falling down on the play. And that put the Heat in the penalty. Not a good sign at the 6:52 mark in the fourth quarter. However, Mario Chalmers had an answer. And wow, this was a huge turning point in the game. Forget about the Wade faking and the ghost foul on LeBron. This was huge. You had Mario Chalmers dribbling down the left side, penetrates, gets into the paint, but starts cutting around baseline. Tony Parker is there, defending, and Chalmers, for whatever reason, winds up and just hammers him with an elbow to the ribs right underneath the basket. Parker goes down in a heap. Refs call a flagrant foul on the play. Right, they go back and look at it, hold up the call. So Tony Parker, but he was down for a while. He was in a bunch of pain. I mean, you take a rib shot, it doesn't matter how strong you are. You could be the richest guy in the world. The most muscular guy in the world. You get an elbow shot to the ribs, you're going to feel that. And Chalmers is, when we watch the NBA compared to the other guys, he's not a big guy. But if you had Mario Chalmers sitting in a room with you, he's huge. All right? He's a big dude. You do not want to get an elbow from Mario Chalmers. And Tony Parker's not... He's probably a bit smaller than him, actually. So Chalmers nails Parker, gets the flagrant foul call, and Parker now, so it's a huge swing for the Spurs. Parker goes to the line for 2 free throws and the ball. But what happens? He misses both free throws. Right? Misses both free throws, and then the Spurs don't score on the possession, so they come up empty. Parker has to sit out, because he's injured. And then get this. They go down and get a stop the other way. Tim Duncan gets fouled going for a layup at the 6:34 mark. So this is only 19 seconds after that flagrant foul of game clock. Tim Duncan fouled. He misses 2 free throws. So that's 4 points that the Spurs just left hanging on the board in the fourth quarter from their two best players. Incredible. And then what happens? The legend is starting to grow. LeBron James, 6:09 mark, drains a left wing 3. So instead of the Heat being down 7, down 5, and LeBron draining that to cut it to 2, that actually gives the Heat a 1-point lead, 88-87. Then the 5:01 mark, LeBron on the drive, fouled, drains 2 free throws. 4:14 mark, LeBron James, lob pass to Birdman Anderson. Birdman a little bit late getting to the spot. Kind of hard to say whose fault it was. The pass was there, but the Birdman wasn't, so maybe LeBron shouldn't have thrown it. That results in a turnover. 3:35 mark, LeBron, short left baseline turnaround. He misses, but he had Tony Parker on him. Could have taken that one to the hole. A little disappointing there. And then 2:25 mark, Tony Parker, 4-3. Huge shot. That puts the Spurs up 93-92. LeBron, so angry with Chris Bosh on that play for a poor closeout. Just doesn't close the space. Hands down, Parker just pulls up and drains it in his face. And LeBron's super mad. And again, what did we say about LeBron earlier? Do not get LeBron mad. All right, so 1:43 mark. With the Spurs up 1, Tony Parker with the ball. One-on-one with LeBron. And LeBron just moving the feet like a little man. Parker trying every which way to penetrate on him. He cannot do it. LeBron forces him to the left baseline and causes, and he strips him, which causes what looked like a turnover, but they ruled it Spurs ball. But there's only 0.8 seconds left on the shot clock. And Ginobili actually got a good look off for three off of that, but didn't make it. Then the 1:18 mark, a key play. LeBron, with the drive, sucks everyone in, kicks it to Bosch in the right corner, which has become a pet play for the Heat now, by the way. And you know what? They're like 60% on this. He kicks it out to Bosch, right corner, three-pointer, drains it. Heat up 95-93 with 1:18 to go. 47 seconds to go. LeBron James with the drive. He gets fouled. He goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And the Heat are up three. They go down the other way, get a stop. And then for some reason, the Spurs decide not to foul. And they just play a really aggressive defense. Full court pressing. The Heat break the press. Bosch dribbles out of it. Little dribble drive. He finds D-Wade cutting down the left side for the open layup. That put the Heat up five with about 6 seconds to go. And Ginobili actually drained a triple right at the buzzer. So the Heat win 98-96. The score makes it look a little bit closer than it was in the final minute. And so some big plays there. Chris Bosch with a couple of big plays. LeBron with a nice look. And Parker and Duncan missing those big free throws. Absolutely monstrous. And that came back to haunt the Spurs big time. And let's go take a look at the box score, because it wasn't just those free throws. I'm just going to jump right to them, because I'm talking about them already. Check this out. Miami Heat, 21 free throws, 16 makes. Solid, right? Could be a little bit better, but 76%. San Antonio Spurs, 20 free throws, so one less. Pretty even there. 12 makes. That hurts. So that means they're 12 of 16 going into the fourth. And then Parker and Duncan missing those big free throws. And that was your ball game. They lost by two. And there goes home court advantage. So the Miami Heat with a huge W. And I mean, they've got to move into being the favorites to win this championship now. They've got three more games in this series on their home court. If they defend those, that's championship number three. That's a three-peat for LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosch going for a four-peat. And you know what? If they win it this year, I don't see who's going to challenge them next year. There's some good squads out there, but it's going to beat LeBron in his prime. Unless the Spurs can do it this year. So a lot riding on this one. And LeBron coming through in the clutch. So let's get to the box score here. LeBron James, 14 for 22. And that with a very weak first quarter, so a super strong finish for LeBron. 10 rebounds, 35 points. He did have 4 turnovers, which was kind of bad, and 3 assists, but all of those occurred early as well. His first 12-14 minutes, you wipe those out, and this was just an absolutely stunning final 3 quarters from the King, LeBron James. And he really did carry this ball club. That's really what it was. That's what it came down to in this ball game. Two great teams. You know, obviously some untimely free throws, but really the difference was one team had LeBron James. One team had the greatest player on the planet, and he showed up tonight. Or last night. So I'm not going to get into the minutiae. That's a 10 out of 10 for LeBron. I should give him a little bit of grief for missing one of that free throw late, but I'm not. He played well. He played really well. So big props to the King. And tough one for the Spurs to swallow. Tony Parker had a solid game. He was 8 of 15 with 7 assists. Tim Duncan had 15 rebounds, 8 points, or 18 points. Manu Ginobili, 19 points on 7 of 15. They got production. They played well. They only turned the ball over 11 times. Miami only 13. It's a pretty even ball game. It was free throws and LBJ, the King. Well done, LeBron. So great ball game. Game 3 is until Tuesday night. So I will catch you guys in a couple of days. Thanks for checking out this little breakdown. It was an awesome one. What an exciting basketball game. I hope the rest of the series is like this. I would love to see a Game 7. I don't know if I can handle it. I would have to like tape my mouse button so that I couldn't fast forward, because I would start to freak out a little too much. I get crazy like that. like fast forward and rewind plays. But what a series. Couldn't have asked for more for this 2014 finals. Hoping for a long one. Thanks for checking out Thistle Breakdown. Y'all are the best. Peace.